For him, human beings are inherently evil. The world is evil. Rousseau perhaps had the same idea. In other words, this is not a unique idea, but it does reflect the late 18th and 19th century. Particularly, it reflects a world of chaos and disorder after the French Revolution, and the kind of havoc that one found within the culture of 19th century culture. Man is inherently evil, all right? You could also argue it's a Christian view of the world. Man is born evil and with original sin. He doesn't, of course, talk about original sin, but nevertheless, he concludes that man is not a tabula rasa. He's not either good or evil. He's ultimately evil. And therefore, the problem of any religion is to offer a system that conditions the total human personality to do good. The purpose of religion is to take an evil person and transform him into someone who is good. And this, of course, is the role of Judaism. Now, there are three steps in this process for Luzzatto. Judaism emphasizes in its teaching, number one, the human emotion of pity at the root of good human impulses to subdue the raw appetites. We have a lot of bad appetites. We have a lot of bad qualities. We can be really horrible and bad to other human beings. But all of us have somewhere within our human center a sense of pity. When we watch people suffering, we feel for them. If we are human, we feel for them. What Judaism needs to do is to identify that as a legitimate, authentic human experience, and to capitalize upon it, to center it, to focus upon it, to try to abstract it, and to try to embellish and strengthen it so that it becomes a powerful force against all of the other forces working against the notion of human pity. And it does it by the second step. The Torah is a book that offers us a system of rewards and punishments to motivate the believer to do good. I have given you two paths, as Deuteronomy says, the right one and the wrong one. Choose life and not death. In other words, that really is a theme that goes throughout the entire Bible. Either you can be a jerk, either you can screw up your whole life, either you can follow the wrong path, or else you can follow the good. Here, I'm giving you a choice. This is the God who comes down from Sinai and says, here's the commandments. Either take him or leave him. The choosing, and here is the liberty that's involved, right? Whether you call it positive or negative freedom, as we used before, the freedom to choose the right path is what the Bible is all about. And of course, in order to strengthen, to inculcate that the right path will be chosen, a set of rewards and a set of punishments. I'm going to totally destroy you. I'm going to wipe you out. I'm going to kick you out of your land. I'm going to destroy the temple. I'm going to do all these horrible things if you don't follow the right path. And if you do follow the right path, I'm going to give you rain. I'm going to give you crops. I'm going to give you prosperity. I'm going to make you feel good. Later on, the rabbis will redefine that as heaven and hell. Whatever the case may be, rewards and punishments. Take that notion of pity and strengthen it. In other words, together with pity, we now have the motivation to try to be a better person than we thought we could be. And finally, there is one more incentive which the Bible offers us. And that is the incentive of being elected, of being a chosen people, a sense of noblesse oblige, to strengthen the ethical sense. It's not only that you should do things because you pity other human beings. It's not only because you will get a reward or punishment. It's because you are commanded to be a special human being. You have a special vocation. You have a special role in life, and that is to provide a moral example to the world. You are not just another nation. It is the obligation. Chosenness doesn't make you superior. It gives you a greater obligation to do good. And out of that sense of noblesse oblige, you will then be motivated to do good. So all three things work in concert with each other. First, there is pity. Then there is reward and punishment. And finally, there is a sense of being the chosen people. For Luzzatto, the great enemy of Jewish culture and the reason why Jewish identity is eroding is because of rationalism. Rationalism is the lurking danger that puts Jewish survival in jeopardy.